Before the miracles and irreverence, there was just a boy named Francesco. I'd love to share four beautiful moments from his early life, stories that just might make you love him even more. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. For today's video, I've prepared four short stories from Padre Pio's early years. I remember from previous videos that many of you loved hearing about his childhood, and although a few of these stories are from his early 20s, I'm sure you'll enjoy them just the same. Most of these events took place in a small area called Piana Romana, near Padre Pio's hometown, where his family owned some land. Many of you will remember from past stories that this is where he spent his summers as a boy, where he played with friends and later on received the first signs of the stigmata. The stories I'll be sharing today are actually found on plaques scattered around Piana Romana for pilgrims and visitors to read. We'll begin with the first one, titled The Well Dug by Padre Pio. Let's dive right in. This episode comes from Padre Pio's childhood. His father, Grazio Forgione, wanted to dig a well on his land. After several unsuccessful attempts, he was starting to get irritated because the water was not coming to the surface. Little Francesco, the future Padre Pio, told his father not to get angry, assuring him that the water would come out in a spot he would point out, as Jesus had revealed to him. Grazio replied that he would dig in that spot, but woe to him if the water didn't come out, as he would place him in the hole. So they dug where Francesco had pointed, and after just 2 or 3 meters, water began to gush out. And this here is a photograph of the actual well and how it looks today. The second story is titled The Monk with a Beard. Listen to this. At around 10 years old, Francesco began to feel a call to religious life. But he didn't speak of it until one day in 1898, when Brother Camillo, a Capuchin friar, came to Pretlcina from the Morcone convent asking for alms. While at Piana Romana, Francesco's mother gave him wheat and asked for his prayers. The simple, humble image of the friar with his long beard and bare feet struck little Francesco deeply. That day, he turned to his father and said, "I want to become a monk with a beard." And, well, we all know how that turned out. Now, about 12 years later, after Padre Pio had fulfilled his childhood dream of becoming a Franciscan friar with a beard, he experienced the first pains of the stigmata right there in Piana Romana. After being ordained a priest in 1910, he was sent home to Pretlcina for health reasons, where his parents could look after him. One day, while under an elm tree in Piana Romana, he noticed a small red mark appear in the center of his palm, about the size of a penny, and it was accompanied by intense pain. It is in this context that we can understand the next anecdote, titled, "Do You Play the Guitar?" One day, Padre Pio's mother had already set the table, but he was late coming home. When he finally arrived, he was shaking his hands as if they were burning. So strong was the pain caused by the stigmata. His mother, not understanding what was going on, looked at him and asked, "Oh, do you play the guitar?" Padre Pio sat at the table without saying a word. And finally, this next story might be Padre Pio's first public miracle. It's titled Providential Blessing. Listen to this. In the year 1912, the entire countryside around Piana Romana was in trouble. A lice infestation was destroying the broad bean harvest. Every field was affected. One farmer had the idea to ask the young Padre Pio for a blessing on his land. As soon as Padre Pio gave the blessing, lice were seen falling from the plants onto the ground. Word of this spread quickly, and other farmers also sought out Padre Pio to bless their fields. That year, thanks to his prayers, the harvest was not only saved, it was abundant. And with that, we conclude today's stories. These simple yet powerful stories remind us that Padre Pio was a man who walked among us, shaped by ordinary places and moments, like those in Piana Romana. If you enjoyed these glimpses into his early life, let me know by leaving a comment below. I always enjoy reading your thoughts, so please don't be shy. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the joint page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.